Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
There's some stuff that entered into your life, whether you allowed it to or you had no choice, but it came in there and it's had you bound. It's had you chained up. So when God speaks, a process begins. A journey begins. So stop trying to change everything overnight. Amen. You want everything to change overnight, but you've been in that for 10 years. Now, I can say this, once you start to develop in the Word, you start to be more like Christ. Jesus spoke to a fig tree, said, "Cursed be you, fig tree. Bear no fruit from this day henceforth forever." Immediately, in front of him, the tree withered. Now they didn't. Peter and them saw it the next day, but it withered right away. It didn't take a day. When Jesus spoke to a storm, it didn't think about stopping. It didn't go from a storm to a drizzle. It stopped right away. You listen, the more you develop in speaking what God says about you and speaking what God says through you, the quicker things start to happen. Amen. I said the quicker things will start to happen. You won't have to wait all year. You say it, and before you know it, it's overtaking you. Elijah said, "It's not going to rain at my word." And immediately the heavens shut up. Joshua said, "Son, don't go down. This battle ain't over yet. Moon, stay where you at." 24 hours, it didn't move. What's in the Bible? So that means there's possibility. There are dimensions, there are realms that we can walk in like this. Ask somebody, do you want it? See, the devil will keep you occupied with bills. That person on the job you can't get along with. In petty stuff. Amen. Well, you ain't even got time to read the Word. You read the comics, or you're reading this, you're reading all that, but you don't ever have time for the Word. Well, you don't want it. You don't want it. Elijah told Elisha, "Stay here." He said, "As long as you live and the Lord live, I'll not depart from you." There were 50 others that were looking from afar off. They weren't following. But the one that followed close received the mantle. A double portion. How much do you want it? A lot of people just, see, we're taught comfort and ease. So people just want to kind of take it easy. Chill. It don't take all that. Question, how much do you want it? He that hungers and thirsts. That don't mean that you get all anxious and twisted all out of sorts and act like a mad person. No, but in your spirit, are you hungry? The more of him. See, after you walk with a little while, you realize more of him costs you more. And so some people kind of stop midway, say, "You know, that's enough, Lord. I'm cool." Paul said it this way. He said, "Listen, I count not myself to have apprehended." Amen. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forth toward the mark . Paul was after a particular reward. Amen. A morning glory, what it was, but he was after a particular. ask the person beside you, how much do you want him? How much do you want more of him? That's a good question, isn't it? God always speaks the destination first. God always begins with the end. Abraham was declared a father before Isaac was even born. Amen. Jeremiah was ordained before he was born. Gideon was called a mighty man and he had never fought a battle. Amen. Thou mighty man of valor. He had never fought before. He was hiding. But God declared him a mighty man of valor. Amen. David was named king before he ever reached the throne. He's out there with them sheep, anointed to be the king. My question to you today, what are you right now? What has God called you right now? What do you know that you are called to right now? Well, if you truly understood, you would know that what you are called to, it cannot return void. It's got to happen. If you truly understand that, what manner of person are you? You don't walk around sad and defeated all the time, complaining and wandering and wandering. No, if you know what God said has got to come to pass, it's just a matter of time. And with joy do you draw water from the well of salvation. That's why the devil's always after your joy. You ever walked into a joy stealer? You full of the joy of the Lord, and here come old ugly so-and-so. You know, always got something to say. They throw fiery darts, trip you up, criticize. You walk away from there bleeding, hurting. Watch them joy stealers. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen. Listen to me. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What does that mean? That's reverse aging. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, that's the key to reverse aging. If the joy is the strength, as you age, so to speak, scientifically, you lose strength. But if you keep joy, joy keeps you strong. It'll keep you strong. And it stops the aging process. You can be old in number, but young in heart. And it will affect your physical body. It will affect your mind. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And you ain't got to go out there searching for joy somewhere. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Tell somebody, I got joy. I got plenty of joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. How much of it are you releasing, though? Amen. See, you got to get over people. Because see, sometimes when you got a lot of joy, there ain't nobody matching that energy. When you go over here, you want to talk to this one, they ain't matching it. And over there, they ain't matching it. You go over there, they ain't matching it. You got to be joyful all by yourself. Hallelujah. See, you got to have that affirmation from God yourself. So that when you come over here, instead of looking for joy, you spreading joy. Ha! You got to get in God's presence to get that joy for real. He'll reverse the aging. You'll feel young again. You'll talk young again. You'll think young again. Amen. The one that walks with you doesn't age. He's eternal. Tell me what God can't do. Joshua and Caleb said, give me my mountain. I done suffered two generations. and I'm still fit like I was in my 40s. And I'm ready for the Giants. Ha! I'm ready for the Giants. Give me my mountain. Don't let the devil fool you. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once, for they are bread for us. There's some meaning to that. Bread there is not just a loaf of wheat bread or sourdough, or, you know, something to eat. Bread means nutrition. You are facing a giant because a midget wouldn't be nutritious to you. That's just a snack. You need a giant now. Help me, Holy Ghost. God has prepared you for the giants. Let us go up at once. They are bread. That's what we need. You don't need to be pitching pennies, piddly and small and scared. God got giants for you. He put them in your land and gave you that as an inheritance. So you would go up there and drive them off so you could start flexing. Because see, a whole lot of folk don't know how strong they are.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.